What should I have said?
Was it okay for me to do that?
What was the right way to react?
Was it okay for me to step in? How do I know what was right?
It's a modern dilemma.
Yes, here we go with one of your ethical quandaries, a pickle you found yourself in that we pull apart and perhaps put back together again with a solution, or at least with a lot of opinion. This modern dilemma comes from Jess, and she's recorded her quandary for us in a voice memo.
So I have a cat who's really small and adorable, and she usually spends lots of time outside, but when it gets really hot sometimes, she gets fleas, and she infests the house with fleas. So she's treated every month, so they don't really annoy her. They just ride in on her back, and they really annoy me, and they infest the house, and I'm not treated for fleas every month, so they start to annoy me. Turns out she's getting them from the neighbor's cat that she likes to play with. It's a little kitten named Tom. Tom is riddled with fleas, so when you pick him up, you can feel the fleas like wriggling under your fingers. Like, I have no doubt where the fleas my cat is getting are coming from. So I can treat my cat and my house and my sheets and me as many times as I like, but as soon as I let my cat outside again, Tom will give her fleas. Especially when it gets hot, the fleas come back. The neighbours are a lovely elderly Vietnamese couple, and their English isn't great, so they don't seem to understand the dryness of the flea situation when I try and explain. It means I have to keep my cat inside, but she's so used to being an outdoor cat that she meows constantly at the back door and is really sad and poos on the floor in protest. How can I convince my neighbours to treat their cat and their house for fleas?
So that's Jess's dilemma. What would you do? Let's know on Facebook. Joining us for this one, actor and comedian Luke McGregor. You've seen him on TV in Rosehaven, Utopia, and Lukewarm Sex. Hi, Luke.
Hi, thanks for having me. I think those shows will equip me well.
you're fully qualified for this. And also joining us is Anna Arkea, dancer, performer and principal of Anna's Go-Go Academy. Anna, do you have pets?
I do. I have many cats.
How many cats?
Well, I have three now. I had five. Two died of old age. So now I have three.
And do they live inside or outside?
Both. They don't integrate. I'm like one of those dads who has a secret family because the inside and outside families don't integrate because my inside cat has an anxiety disorder.
And so, the outside, so there are two cats that live outside.
Yes, they were neighbourhood rescues. They turned up in my backyard and I couldn't bear the suffering. So, and everybody told me they were too wild, I should put them down. But they're my cats and I've tamed them, took 3 years. And they're my outside family. So I have many, many cats.
The two that died of old age, you definitely ruled out any foul play by the other cats.
Foul play was ruled out by the other cats.
Luke, do you have anything to do with cats or dogs for that matter?
I don't have any pets now. I used to live with a cat and my housemate had it. And I on one of the rare occasions where a date came home with me we walked into my room and it just smelt really bad. And it turns out that my housemate's cat had urinated in my washing basket.
They love being unwashing.
And so she just got a cab home.
All right. Let's get to Jess's problem. Anna, how would you approach it? How can she convince her neighbours to deflee their cat?
Well, I don't know if it's about convincing the neighbours. So for me, I'm all about the well-being of the cat. So I have medicated neighbourhood cats. I've taken neighbourhood cats to the vet. If the cat is sick and the people aren't doing something about it, I'll take it. I don't care.
So you don't ask, you just do it?
No, I would do it. If they're not interested, if I ask and they're like, cat's fine, don't worry about it, I'll just whisk them off to the vet.
So you have a cat-centred approach.
That's right. My approach is about the well-being of the cat. But also, as a person, as a cat lady, I'm 40, unmarried, and have more than one cat, so you get a certificate. I've got the certificate to prove I'm a cat lady. I have had fleas. And I can tell you what, it's like some sort of nightmare trip, because if you've got fleas, you can't see them, but they're biting you all the time, so you feel like you're going out of your mind.
Oh man.
So it's a serious problem. Also, two of my outside cats had the fleas were really bad this summer, so I can empathize with Jess. They had flea dermatitis this year, so I thought they had mange and we were all going to die of mange, but we didn't. It was just flea dermatitis. But I don't think it's about convincing the neighbors. If you've talked to them and they don't understand and the cat's still got fleas, then clearly it hasn't been treated, in which case just get the flea treatment and squeeze it on its neck and everybody wins.
I do the same with people's children if they have dandruff. I just grab them and take them to get some Head and Shoulders.
Yeah, see? That's interesting. I did want to put that to you, actually. You know, in a similar situation, if either of you, you know, had a child coming home with head lice and it was every time that child hung out with a particular friend, would you take it upon yourself to treat that child without the parent's knowledge or permission?
Anna? For sure.
Yeah, I suppose. I don't know what the legislation is around shampooing someone as a child. I don't know what bill's been passed recently, but yeah, I guess I'm not a fan of dandruff, so I suppose if it kept coming back.
No, I'm talking about head lice now. You started with dandruff, but I've moved it to head lice.
What's the difference? Sorry, what's dandruff?
Dandruff is just, you know, skin off your scalp.
Oh, that's
head
fine.
Lice I've are actual little critters.
Oh, okay, so head lice. Okay, so I thought.
Equivalent to fleas on a cat in
a way. Right. Okay. Yeah, I suppose. It's I don't know. I don't know where the line is.
I think if they refused, if you said to the parents, look, your kid's got lice, or you said to the neighbours, listen, your cat's got fleas and it's driving us all bananas, and they're not interested or they don't think it's a problem or whatever, then go ahead.
In this case, though, it may not be that they're not interested, Luke. It's a language barrier. So would you try and bring it up with the neighbours?
Sorry, I was obsessed with I wanted to check it if there was a hashtag, the right to lice. Like, just to see if anyone was like, we love lice in our family and you have insulted us. Language barrier. Well, it's definitely an opportunity to learn another language, which is always a great learning
opportunity. Oh, so you think Jess needs to learn Vietnamese?
I do a four-year university course in Vietnamese.
You could go to night school and learn how to say your cat's got fleas.
Exactly. I guess technically you only need to learn that phrase.
Yeah.
I'd go the whole lot. I'd go the whole hog.
Why not?
Go on a trip to... I heard the quickest way to learn a language is to go to a country and just live there for a couple of months and not speak a word of English. So you're forced to pick up the language. So I think
that's what Jess needs to do. Leave her cat at home.
It's expensive. Yeah. I'm not saying it's easy, the easiest option, but it's the most rewarding from a personal growth perspective.
In Life Matters, this is The Modern Dilemma with Amanda Smith. And scratching away at this one, comedian performers Luke McGregor and Anna Arkea. And look, with this flea circus that we've got our hands on here, what would you do? Would you take it upon yourself to treat the neighbour's cat if it keeps giving your cat and you fleas? If not, and with the language barrier and short of learning Vietnamese, how would you convince the neighbours to treat their own cat? Do let us know what you do on Facebook. Now, I just wonder, Anna...
I'm sorry to interrupt, but you just brought up an excellent point
when
you said flea circus. Let's turn this into a money spinner. Let's make some cash.
Harvest the fleas and
exactly.
Train them. Well, Anna, you're a dancing teacher.
Easy. I could handle the choreography.
And I could do some stand-up up front. Get the crowd warmed up.
That would be amazing.
Yes, it would be. But let's get back to Jess's real problem. I mean, you know, could it be solved, Anna, by keeping the cat inside, despite its protest and pooing at the moment when it's kept inside? You've got an inside cat.
I do. But she's only inside because she's insane and she should not be outside ever. And she's also terrified of the outside world. So that's really why the outside cats are happy. And I think if a cat is used to being indoors, outdoors, having done this myself, it's very difficult to confine a cat indoors. Everybody knows cats have very strong minds. And they know what they want, and that cat will not be happy until it's out.
How do you treat a cat with anxiety?
She has Chinese herbs.
Chinese herbs. I'm asking you, somebody who suffers from anxiety myself.
Yeah, she has Chinese herbs.
What about acupuncture?
And she also has a pheromone diffuser, which disperses synthetic cat pheromones, which is soothing throughout the home.
Does it look like a Nerf gun? He's pointing at the cat.
That would probably be more effective. This one just, it's like one of those ambipurals or whatever those things are, those fragrance diffusers you plug into the wall, and it diffuses soothing pheromones.
Oh, wow.
Allegedly.
Not going to address the flea problem.
Oh, sorry,
though.
Yes. No, the flea problem, look, I think
look,
it's simple.
The thing is, Anna, that Jess does add this in her voice memo.
I've tried to forcibly spray Tom with flea spray, just the normal flea spray, but I think he really needs some medical stuff and I don't want to give him some in case they already have and then I accidentally killed a cat.
So there you go.
That's a good question. And because that medical stuff is really potent. But what? I would say that as a cat lady, and I'm not a vet, but as a cat lady, if he's got fleas and he's riddled with fleas, he hasn't been treated with the medical stuff. So you'd safe to squeeze it on the back of his neck and off he goes.
Also, if the cat died, that is another solution to the problem. I'm sorry. We'll edit that out.
Well, I guess it's true, but in the interest of keeping in with your neighbours, perhaps not the best idea.
I agree. It makes for awkward moments.
Yeah, well, that's the thing too. You don't want to, I mean, neighbours can be touchy, and you have to live next to people, so it's not worth having a big discussion about or disagreeing about or trying to, you know. I mean, I do agree it would be good to learn Vietnamese so you can communicate freely about fleas, but I think just squeeze it on the cat and that'll fix him.
All right. So in summary, Anna, you're on about just taking the medical reins in your own hand, treating the neighbour's cat for fleas without asking. And Luke, you're on about learning Vietnamese or killing the cat.
or starting a flea overdose.
I don't think this is going to backfire at all on me. There's no risk with those two solutions.
Well, as usual, a marvellous collection and confusion of opinions and suggestions for you about your modern dilemma, Jess. Thank you for the voice memo. And thanks to Anna Arkea, catwoman, performer and teacher. She runs Anna's Go-Go Academy in Melbourne. Thanks, Anna.
Thank you.
And comedian and actor Luke McGregor. And if you're in Sydney this weekend, Luke is performing his live show Almost Fixed It, which is what you did with our Modern Dilemma today, Luke, at the State Theatre. That's on Saturday night.
Yeah. Yes. I have fleas though, so stay away. Don't come here.
And dandruff and head lice. And thanks, Luke. So to deflee or not to deflee, that is the question. What would you do? Would you go with stealth and treat the cat or work on getting through to the neighbours? Love to hear from you. And also, if you have a curly quandary, a modern dilemma all of your own, something that's got you a bit stumped, do let me know. Then we can talk about it here. Email lifematters@abc.net.au. You can write the email or, like Jess, record a voice memo on your phone and email that. That way we hear your voice.